All right, Ollie, FAI Cup weekend, and given all the trials and tribulations in recent times in the league, does this give you a chance to get the head up and get a chance to have a look at things?
We do that every week. You know, we get our head up and dust ourselves down and try and recover and go again. Yeah, we're playing Bohemians. I think we're the only, if you like, Premier Division game in it. We could have done with maybe an opposition that mightn't be as strong, but so be it. There's no guarantee we're going to beat a weaker opposition on Friday night. But Bohemians have seriously strengthened in the window, and they will have a different look to their team. And we struggled against them, albeit we got two draws against them in the league already.
And looking back over recent seasons, Ollie, you found yourselves up against Premier Division teams in the FAI Cup quite a bit. Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, Derry City, St Pat's. It hasn't been easy.
No, it never was, and it never will be. And certainly at the moment, it isn't easy either, Dermot, as you can see. But look, we'll take a cut off it as we do each and every week. But we need to get a performance level that competes with Bohemians and the likes of it, rather than last weekend when the game is over after 6 minutes and whatever game plan we put in place went out the window. Look, it's tough going for everyone, for me, for the management team, for Gavin, all the way down through the players. There's no point, but there's nowhere to hide. We don't want to hide. Like, there's no point in feeling sorry for yourself. And we need to go and try and turn a corner, be it tomorrow night, be it the following week. But it'll take a good change in form from some of the players for that to happen. But I've no doubt it will, but the longer it goes on, the more difficult it becomes.
Yeah. Everybody's available, I think, this weekend, certainly in terms of suspensions and that, Ollie. But are you likely to change things for tomorrow night?
We've a couple of injuries anyway, Dermot, that lads that weren't available for last weekend. We're not going to risk them tomorrow night. They're probably not available anyway, even if it was a league game. We'll freshen it up a little bit. We need to freshen it up. We need to get a bit of energy back into the team and that, and let's see where it takes us. But we need to get a lot of things right to compete with Boas, who will look at this as their way into Europe effectively, and I think they felt they left the cup behind in the final last year when they lashed on penalties.
Yeah, they were beaten finalists last year. This competition, Ollie, a win in the first round and then maybe a good draw in the second round, all of a sudden you could be in a quarter final.
Yeah, and that has happened on a number of occasions. But, you know, playing Bohemians is certainly, I'm sure they're looking at it, they could have got easier draws too, even though we're not going well. There was a lot of easier draws for us and Boas to get. However, you know, the way we're going at the moment, maybe it's a better one where we know that the opposition are very high and we need to try and get to that standard. If we could make it awkward, get to extra time, penalties, and see what happens, we take that with open arms. But we need to get a reaction tomorrow, especially after the performance in the first half last Friday.
Yeah, and it's the start of we're in the middle of a busy run of fixtures again, Ollie. Do you have one eye on Drogheda the following week and then the game against UCD coming up soon after?
They can plan that far ahead, Jeremy. They don't know, you know. I mean, we're not risking anyone tomorrow night. Although saying that, I don't think it's a 50-50 call with the lads that are out injured. I think they need longer, and it may be a tight call next Thursday before we play Drogheda the following day.
Ollie, I was looking at the fixtures, and it's 3 months. Is it 3 months? Yes, since Harps last won. It was back at the end of April. I mean, how are you finding it? Are you feeling the pressure?
Ah, geez, Dermot, after the lead up of 3 months from April, I'm as tough as nails. You know, I'll keep at it. You know, what you're asking me there might be something different. Of course, there'll be a tiny percentage of people that aren't happy with it. And there's nobody, you think I'm happy with it? Absolutely not. But we don't walk away. A lot of people have walked away from the club, you know, players, management, board members, you know, and you know, we'll stick at it and fight tooth and nail to see where it brings us. But it's not for the lack of training, or it's not for the lack of effort. But it is a tough place to be. There's far easier places to be. We could be out sunning ourselves on holidays here. You know, it's a long while since I had a holiday. Maybe a lot of people might feel that I should take one. But, you know, let's see where it goes. Nobody's walking away from it. In fairness to the group, they're a good group. But we need to get better as a group, to put it that way to you, and see where it takes. It will turn, but the longer it goes on, obviously, the more difficult it becomes.
Well, listen, good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Sherman.